Mike, what about where we currently stand? Are we one of the top five teams in the NFC right now? Now, I know records mean something, but I also am doing the eye test here, and I start looking at the NFC, not the AFC. Okay, I'm not talking Ravens or Chiefs or any of that. I'm looking at the AFC right now, and I'm going, are we not one of the top five teams in the AFC?
Right. I mean, we're the third seed right now with a better division record than Arizona out west. And we got a lot of tiebreakers. We got a 4-0 division record. So as we said, we're in a good spot. We're 5-1 in the conference. You know, Detroit looks like a team. I'm curious to see how they're going to go after this, you know, replacing Hutchinson and how that's going to happen.
Do you think if they don't do anything, they don't get there?
I still think they're pretty darn good. I mean, he is that force multiplier. He makes everybody else great, considering they don't really have – they've got a good D-line, but they don't have, like, another superstar opposite him that some teams do. Commanders, look, they're just – let's be honest. They're sprinkled with stardust right now. They just got good things happening. Jaden Daniels. And, well, look, Dan Quinn's got a – I mean, it's a good defensive scheme.
It is. I will say this. They're young, but they don't know any better right now. They're just playing like crazy, and he's got some familiar faces that we know, you know, Alameda and some guys are up there. Right. But maybe this is when they are hot for this time period, and maybe we get hot at the end.
And that's important. Matt Ryan, we had a wild card team when Matt was a rookie. I think a lot of people say they're going to be in there if not to win the division.
Yes.
Now the Eagles have something to say about that. Look like the Eagles have kind of righted their ship. It's still a little dysfunctional. If you're behind the Eagles bus, one of those wheels is always wobbling. But they just seem like they're in a better place. And Jalen Hurts and all the new coaches, it seems like, you know, despite how you and I were watching that game that day down in New Orleans, and they looked like a hot mess at times. But it seems like maybe the Eagles, but I would put us on a par with the Eagles, Green Bay, and Minnesota right now.
So the reason why I bring this up is, where are we, right? You want to put Detroit in front of us? Fine. You want to tell me the Commanders are 6-2? Okay, fine. We are still one of the top five teams.
Right.
And that means we're better than the Cowboys. It means right now we are a better team than the 3-4 Cowboys, who, again, are coming in here after losing 4 in a row. And, guys, if they lose Sunday to us, now you're talking about them being 3-5. It's the halfway point. Mike, you're not going to make any major moves. Jerry can't because of the salary situation with Dak Prescott. So you're struggling to say, hey, even if he wanted to bring in some extra help, you're struggling now because Dak's not in his rookie deal anymore, and all of a sudden you're going, okay, what can we do? So this idea that Cowboy fans go, oh, we'll get better at the trade deadline, doubtful. What's got to happen for them is their guys have to play better. But what has to happen for us is our guys, especially getting to the quarterback, have got to play better. Because I don't believe, Mike, between now and next Tuesday, November 5th, that we come back up here and we're going to be talking to the newest Falcon. I don't believe that. And this is just me saying this. I know nothing when it comes to this aspect of what Terry Fontenot and you know, company are doing, Ryan Pace and folks upstairs. I just feel like, Mike, the investment for what we would get versus what we'd give up is not worth it.
I mean, Ojulari is intriguing. I don't know what the ask is going to be and what the contract ramifications would be, because the Giants, you could argue, are looking to do some moves in the offseason, and that would certainly help if we could, you know, they could leverage a pretty decent pick out of it. We've talked about some of the other players, but they're not Max Crosby, and they're not Miles Garrett, and that's fine. Just to remind listeners, Leetu Latu.
Latu.
Two sacks and four. Two sacks, two forced fumbles, and has had 14 tackles. I mean, so he's made some plays. Jared Verse, same thing. He's got two sacks. Dallas Turner's really not doing anything, hasn't done anything. He's been banged up the last two games. So would those guys have made a difference? Don't know. I think we thought we had a guy. You know, unfortunately, he got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and we've talked about this
Dorless
before. I mean, and Dorless is okay. It's Bryce Braylon Trice out of Washington. That's a guy that I think that, and we talked about it with Coach. But it is interesting to see just, look, if Jared Verse or Latu wind up with like four or five sacks, well, that's something we need on this team. But that's neither here nor there, because I understand the reason. We want to make sure we're never in quarterback hell. So maybe it's a minor move, Carl. Maybe it's somebody and it's one of those conditional picks. But I still think Fontenot's going to pull the trigger on something.
Thank
you, D-Led. Please, D-Led.
Even without Brandon Ayuk, who's done for the season, and without Christian McCaffrey, guys, I'm telling you right now, I think we're better than the 49ers. The Cardinals are so up and down, right? If you were to tell me, here's our playoff matchup potentially, and we'll figure this out down the road, But by owning this division, there's nobody in our division that's better. If the Lions were the team we had to go on the road and play without Aiden Hutchinson, Mike, I really like our chances because, right. again, now you're saying, hey, this guy's not going to be in Kirk Cousins' face all day. And then if we needed to play, you know, the Commanders or even the Eagles, guys, we already beat the Eagles.
Right.
There's nothing to fear here in the NFC. And if you don't understand or look at this and say, we are in a really good spot and we got a chance to maybe do something here, wake up. We got a chance, but you got to handle business Sunday. And, Mike, the reason is because if you come back after that win last week and you play like you did against Seattle, the belief is you're too up and down, you're not consistent,
right.
and I can't believe that you're a real contender.
Right. Now, again, there were a couple of plays. There were basically four plays that needed to be made that weren't executed. They came out flat. We already discussed that, how flat they were. Coach addressed it at halftime. They were sleepwalking in that game. And you get burned when you're playing the NFL. You're not going to win a game like that. Just wondering, and as we said, just for guys that are new to the show or you missed yesterday's show, we're not saying that you need to have 50 or 70 sacks. Carl and I did a whole deep dive on teams that led the league in sacks. We're just saying you got to be better than worst in the NFL, which is where we stand.
I don't want to be worse than anything.
Right. And the year we went to the Super Bowl and the last year we went to the playoffs in 17, which is a good defense, we were middle of the pack, but it was still 34 and 39 sacks. We're not even going to get even close to that with this group. But if we can continue to bend, don't break, and just find a way, to me, Carl, when you get into the playoffs and you get into some of the quarterbacks we're going to see in the regular season.
Correct.
That's not sustainable to me, I think, and to Falcon fans.
Yeah, and by the way, we're not worried about the AFC. We're not going to see the Chiefs unless we see them in the Super Bowl.
And we know by the way, we were one blown call away and a fourth down away from winning that game.
I totally agree. I'm not going to worry about the Ravens. We won't see them until we see the Super Bowl. All right? That stuff is down the road.
First things first, let's take care of the division, which we're a long way to winning, and then the conference.